People have lost lives and shed a lot of blood for this, and you know, at the end of the day, this is how we, you know, this is how we express our voice, and this is what makes America the greatest country in the world.
I'm standing out in freezing cold weather, no gloves, never seen anything like this before.
Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Can you feel it? Oh, yep, it's in the air. That election buzz. Perhaps you've already gone to vote. Maybe you're thinking about doing it Tuesday. Maybe you're like a couple of my friends. You just are having none of it because you don't like anybody in this thing. You can weigh in here on America Tonight with me, Kate D., throughout the rest of the week. Of course, we're going to have all the election results, wall-to-wall coverage, people all over the place in some of those key battleground states, and also shadowing Mitt Romney and the Prez to get reaction from those camps. So keep our number handy. You want to jingle and ring in and throw in the two? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Right now, who do you think has the real edge? You know, it almost seems like an inane question, doesn't it? You ask a diehard Republican, it's Romney all the way. We're sick of Obama. Get him out of there. If you ask a diehard Democrat, they're going to say, what are you, crazy? The guy inherited a bag of crap. It's not his fault. Things are turning around. Give me a break. But if you look at just the polls, it's a tight race from that perspective. It is a mad dash for votes at the tail end. Because the Democrats, and I can tell you this from a conversation with somebody pretty high up in the Democratic Party, they're not taking anything for granted. They're too afraid to be arrogant and think that they have bagged this, even though the numbers show that it is weighted in their favor. And any incumbent in an election has a little bit of an edge. It's always hard to topple an incumbent. If Obama gets elected again, this is three presidents we've had in a row that have served two terms. So it takes a lot to knock an incumbent down. The economy, and jobs is the number one thing. We all know that. We've known that for years now. We've talked about it. In fact, I was doing this show when everything crashed in 2008. You knew that was the end of McCain. There was no way he had a prayer of getting in, especially after that. The bank's too big to fail infuriated so many people and still sticks in a lot of crawls of folks out there. The financial industry in general and the lack of lending and so many other things connected to our downfall, the mortgages, the subprime lending, the bogus practices, all of that stuff, roll it into one big fat ball and what does it equal? You're either blaming the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or you're saying there's no way he could have done anything about this. There was no way, there was enough time, and he didn't start this thing. That's it, period. And it's what's in your wallet. How are you economically feeling right now at this point? Ultimately, you could talk about Benghazi. We can talk about immigration problems. We can talk about a slew of other things. But it still boils down to that one thing, and that is money. Deficits, economy, jobs, where are we headed? Where are we going? What's happening? If Romney wins, it's an upset. Remember what I said about incumbents. It's an upset. Like Todd emailed me from Austin, Texas. He said, hey, I wanted you to know I early voted before the weekend, and I feel super, super good about it. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I just couldn't go there. My friends have disowned me, but I voted for Romney. Do you think he'll win? Here's one from Ketchup. That's a great name. Ketchup. Ketchup says, there's no doubt about it. Obama has this one locked and loaded. As they say in my hometown, there is no way Romney wins this. No way whatsoever, no matter what the polls say. I'm tired of hearing about the polls. I think he has this, and it's all over but the partying. All right, so we'll see whether or not we can actually declare it, by the way, on Tuesday because of what's happened now with Sandy and voting on the East Coast. In New York, they're talking about extending it. It won't matter if the votes are there for Obama, or Romney, for that matter. If Romney cleared the board and he had most of the votes, then you start to add, it's just about numbers. You start to add up the numbers and how many electoral votes are out there. So if somebody's not in, Ohio's not in, but everything else is in one direction, then it's a no-brainer. It's absolutely only about those electoral votes in the end. Even if you have a popular vote different from the electoral vote, it doesn't matter. In this country, we go with the electoral vote. So if the polls are in any way or shape, form right, where they're saying this is razor thin, very tight, all that other stuff, in the end, it might not matter for maybe Romney, let's say. Or it could be reversed. Either way, it is interesting, the lead up to this year's election. We've had crazy gaffes. We've have had so many nutty things that have happened along the way. We were there in New Hampshire. We were there in Tampa and all the places in between. We've had Democrats on, top Democrats. We've had top Republicans on. Sometimes they sound like they're almost saying the same thing. We've talked about why the logjam, why no cooperation. Isn't there a way to solve some of these problems like the fiscal cliff, the lack of wanting to slash spending? I mean, you name it, we have hashed it out over and over again on America Tonight. I always say the show is like the buzz in your backyard, and the buzz in your backyard is, why can't these guys in Washington balance a budget, but we can? Why can't the average American balance a budget, and the people in Washington can't? Because it got so out of control. It got so out of control that there was no way to reel it back in. So the answer to all the problems was, let's put it on the credit card. Let's put it on the credit card, which is the danger to any of us. As all of you know, you start to put things on credit cards, and even if you're the most responsible person, life hands you curveballs. And you get a curveball, and suddenly the credit card gets run up, and you think you're going to pay it off, but something changed in your life. A job was lost. An illness struck somebody. Something happens that changes your fates and your fortunes. Well, are we going to change our fates and our fortunes in the end? Is that what's going to happen here? Or are we going to have maybe pretty much the same of the same? Will the House stay the same? I think it does. Will the Senate stay the same? I think it does. Barring something strange happening in a few races, because there are some tight ones in the Senate. The Senate has more of a chance of flipping to the Republicans than the House has of flipping to the Democrats. I think that those two stay the same as far as numbers and majorities are concerned. And where you are, you're probably voting on a slew of other big issues. Maybe governor, maybe something local, maybe pot, marijuana, always on the ballot somewhere, whether it's medical marijuana or legalizing pot. That's been discussed so much in California. It's just cocktail fodder now. It's a normal thing that it's going to pop up on the ballot. And that's not it. Gay marriage is coming up in some places. And like I said, bond issues. Bond issues will be big. Meanwhile, what are they doing in New York to try to get the people to have a chance to vote while they're dealing with those nightmares from Sandy, like power outages? Stay with us. We'll try to answer that. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you. Her best her just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit karma.
So Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's not running for anything anymore since he got the voters to allow him three terms, did make his way to Staten Island, and wow, it was an unannounced visit. He should know better as a New Yorker. The people there were ready to attack like a pack of wolves because they'd been neglected. No FEMA, not a lot of help, just trickling in, lots and lots of problems, and they were upset, so they confronted Bloomberg about the situation with what was happening there. And earlier, before that, he had been through Manhattan where several heating centers were opening because, of course, people are freezing. They're talking about a nor'easter slamming into the East Coast. So picture this. Your house has blown away. Your pictures are blown through the marshes. You're trying to pick up a few last remnants you might be able to find. And then, to add insult to injury, hey, no one in your family died, but your neighbors down the street did. You're going to get temperatures in the 20s, and there's a chance of snow. So realizing how cold it already is, they've opened these heating centers, but not in Staten Island. Here's what Bloomberg had to say.
We've opened heating centers in areas that still don't have power and distributing blankets to residents who remain in their homes. There is also, you should know, free fuel for generators available in some locations.
And the free fuel turned out to be terrible. They did that in Queens, and it was like anarchy. They said it was like the Wild West. People came in with bats and machetes and shotguns. because there was arguments and long lines. And then in the end, a lot of them couldn't get gas. So it was a disastrous idea to give it away for free. That didn't work out so well. In the meantime, speaking of trying to work things out, David Plouffe was part of the Sunday Swirl. He's in Obama's camp, of course, one of his main consultants, and he was talking about what was happening at the polls in some key states like Florida and Virginia.
A few weeks ago, Governor Romney's campaign was saying, oh, we're going to win Florida, we're going to win Virginia. On Monday, the day before the election, Governor Romney's going to Florida and Virginia. Why? Because he's at great risk of losing those states. We have the support to win this election. We have to make sure it materializes in vote, and that's the challenge for us over these next 2 days, is to make sure we are getting all those supporters to the polls on Election Day.
All right, and getting people to the polls is the number one thing in New Jersey. The governor is adamant about that, so they're trying to set up stations where they can go to neighborhoods with trucks and have generators going, in other words, for the electronic voting, or email and fax. You can email in or fax in your voter registration, and they'll send you a ballot back, and you can send it back by Election Day at 8 o'clock. They're going to try that and see if that works out. And we'll see. There's going to be problems, I think, in a few places with voting. And let's hope some of those New Jersey people are able, because they're displaced by the storm, let's hope they're able to vote by email or fax. I would assume that most would probably do the email thing, but then they have to have access, and we'll see how that goes for some of those people who are just struggling to get it together. You know, all you have to do is, for 1 second, you just think about this. It's easy to say, boy, that's terrible, I'm going to send a check, or I'm going to give them some help, whatever I can do, and that's terrific, and thank goodness, because the Red Cross keeps adding more totals. There was a big show that Bon Jovi played on, and they did it on NBC on Friday night, and they raised a bunch of money, and that's great, because they certainly need that. But, I mean, here's the thing. The reality is there's so many people displaced by this. There's people that haven't had anybody really reach out to them other than their neighbors, thank goodness. And then what happens is they get lost in the paperwork of insurance and the things that have to happen. I mean, it's just the process. But it's a process that's tough when you're displaced and when it's freezing and when you've lost everything. I mean, think of losing everything. It's not about the stuff, but it's about the necessities. Forget about all your other nonsense. You have your cell phone with you, so okay, so that's connected. But think about not having clothes, not having, you know, having what's just on your back and maybe a handful of other things. That would be tough. And that would pretty much, I think, make you have raw nerves by the end of it, and not a lot. There's raw nerves, not a lot of patience when it comes to trying to survive and not feeling like you're getting much love from the state that you're in, because everything is centered, so much is centered in Manhattan. So Staten Island has been like the redheaded stepchild in this whole thing, and they're feeling it. These are the blue-collar people that make things work. These are the people on the front lines that gave their life, so many of those firefighters in Staten Island, emergency workers, all those people are there, and they're feeling terribly neglected because they don't have an uptown address, and they're not right there front and center where the mayor is, where, you know, a big chunk of New York is on that island. There's five boroughs. And some of the people certainly are feeling that in Queens, too. We do a cheap movie review heading into the weekend. Each and every week we do that. And we play a little bit of the movie, and I'll talk about some of the people in it and what the critics have said, for what it's worth, because sometimes, to me, I could care less what the critics say. But we knew that it was a layup, that Wreck-It Ralph was going to be hot at the box office for a couple of reasons. Because kids, escape. Even for those people on the East Coast, if the theaters were open, it would be a good place to just get away from all the things they were worried about. But regardless, for the rest of the country, certainly too. So no surprise that Wreck-It Ralph hauled in a pretty big amount of cash They say on Friday it was like 13 million, then it was up to 21 million, and then on Sunday they had another big haul, and all together $49,000 at the box office, $49,000, not bad for just the first week out. So in case you missed it, here's a tiny little snippet of Wreck-It Ralph.
Don't go home.
What's that? Didn't hear you. Your breath is so bad it made my ears numb.
Listen, I try to be nice.
I try to be nice.
You're mimicking me.
So the deal is, I'm not going to spoil the whole thing for you, but Ralph is in part of a video game, and he's tired of his role in this game, so he decides he's going to try out other roles in the arcade in the game. So he jumps games, tired of what he was doing, his place in life. He leaves the game, and decides that he's going to jump over to a few other spots and try them out. And I hear it's really funny. There's some retro games. We were talking about this last week. Did you play Centipede? Were you a Centipede person, Ms. Pac-Man or Pac-Man? Did you play any of those games when you went to the arcade? Flight, by the way, came in second. That's the Denzel Washington movie where he lands a plane and he does it. Had limited release and he does it, but he's got problems with substance abuse in his background, and so people are questioning him. And that movie raked in just over $25 million over the weekend, which probably wasn't bad for a small release, less than 2,000 screens. So that's kind of what they would call a limited release anyway. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, don't forget on our next show, we're going to do a Nail the Electoral College, easy for me to say. How many votes do you think Obama's going to get? How many votes do you think Mitt Romney's going to get in the end? Because 270 is the magic number, I think, certainly for Romney it is, to clear the decks. And, of course, with less than a day to go, we'll have more on what's happening with the elections as well. Coming up next, we got our re-rack. In case you missed it, the director of Hating Breitbart, you don't want to miss this, he talks all about Andrew Breitbart, who died earlier this year, but some of the big stories that got him favorable ratings with some and had people hating him in other areas. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, I talked about meeting Andrew Breitbart in New Hampshire and had just a great conversation with Andrew. Somebody I knew introduced me to him. I was up there broadcasting, and actually we took a couple of photographs, and sadly, who knew that Andrew didn't have a lot of time left after that. I was glad that I actually had a chance to talk to him about some of the things that he was doing. Well, there's a new film out called Hating Breitbart, and the movie, pretty much to sum it up, and I've got the movie's director in our virtual green room right now. We spared no expense. I think he's got an expensive latte in his hand or a cheap cup of coffee anyway. But the movie Hating Breitbart is mostly about the battles that he waged against were actually flung back at him, mainstream media over the Tea Party movement and that kind of stuff. You know, the conservative movement and some of the words that were used. And consistently what happened with Andrew when he would be at, let's say, more liberal gatherings. But to flush it out much better than I could ever hope to do, the director, as I said, Andrew Marcus, is with us. Andrew, thanks for popping by America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. I love the virtual Danish in the virtual green room. Very nice.
Oh, you're so welcome. So true story, I did meet Andrew. I knew someone that knew him, and somehow, you know, I had just finished broadcasting, and it was a crazy room that we were all in, and had a great conversation with him. He was telling me some of the things that were happening in his world. And he did have a crazy world, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, it was really, you know, we followed him around for 2.5 years. We started, the first time I ever videotaped him was September 12, 2009, which was 2 days after the launch of the Acorn tapes and his website, Big Government. Of course, at the time, I didn't realize I was going to be filming a documentary about him. That came about 5 months later when he spoke in front of the Nashville Tea Party, the National Tea Party Convention in Nashville. And it was just an amazing event. I had never seen anything like it. I've seen plenty of political things, plenty of political events, plenty of speakers, and I've never seen a single individual connect with a room the way that Andrew Breitbart did. And we decided to follow him around, pretty much starting then. And we followed him all the way through, you know, the most dramatic stories that he was involved with. The $100,000 reward that he offered for any evidence that, John Lewis and Andre Carson claimed in their race libel that, The Tea Party shouted the N-word at them 15 times during the passing of Obamacare. That was a very dramatic period, all the way up through the Sherrod case and what I call the story, that the world's most perfect story, Wienergate.
I knew you were going to say that.
What a ride. I mean, it really was a tremendous ride, and his was a larger than life existence, and to be able to bear witness to it and document it and now bring it to people who couldn't have viewed it that way, only being able to view it through the prism of mainstream media, it's really it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do so.
And when you first put all this together, and then I know when you first submitted it, you had some problems with the MPAA, and they were going back and forth with you about the R and the PG-13. What was all that about, because of some of the language?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it turns out, you know, Andrew Breitbart wasn't, you know, very, he didn't pay a lot of attention to censoring himself, you know. He was an open book, you know, the guy, you know, he had nothing to hide and never, you know, never changed himself to suit the moment. He was always himself, and you know, it's a rough and tumble lifestyle, and you know, there were occasions where he would use the F word, you know, if he was angry and that was the language he wanted to use, he did it, and we were, you know, we documented it faithfully, and apparently it was a little bit too much to bear for the audience at the MPAA. You know, we submitted it, the first time we submitted the film, it was completely, you know, as it was, you know, which was approximately 9 uses of the F word. I actually hadn't counted them. The MPAA let me know. 9 uses, which was apparently way over the limit. So we resubmitted, and, you know, we were given, you know, guidance from, you know, people in the industry, people who, you know these things. Basically, they said, you know, if you get it down to 4 uses, you should be okay. And so that's what we did. We took it down to 4 uses. I scrubbed out everybody but Andrew's use. And we still got an R rating. And so that's what we are. We're at an R rating. You know, when we put out the DVD, we'll do a version that's clean so that, you know, for family viewing, and I understand that. But while I don't, if I can't give the viewer a choice,
right,
my best case scenario would be to have 2 versions in the theaters, a matinee version and a primetime version. And then the viewer can choose which one they want to go to.
Yeah,
but if I don't have a choice, if I can't give the viewer a choice, then they're going to see Andrew as he was.
Yeah.
You know, uncut. And you know, for the DVD, there you can have a choice as a viewer. You can choose which one you want to see, and we'll bleep it out for that. But that was what they did. And we, you know, we found it, I don't think that it was a political decision. I don't think it was a bias. I just think that, you know, rating these things is an art and not a science. And so you're at the mercy of the group of people who happened to see it that day. And for all we know, they could have seen Bambi before they saw our film. Mm. And so by contrast, it was, you know, it looked pretty rough. But when you look at films like The Social Network, okay, Social Network carries a PG-13 rating, despite the fact that they have multiple uses of the F word and people smoking, you know, pot through a 3-foot-tall bong, and someone was doing cocaine, and there was, you know, suggestive nudity, you know. Unfortunately, the process renders an inconsistent result. You know, look at Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2, the whole premise, it's a totally violent film, PG-13. You know, it's no rhyme or reason. You know, it's sort of hard to determine.
Yeah. There's a great documentary about the MPAA, by the way, and that kind of explains it all. I would say that to the listeners, since they know I do cheap movie reviews and often recommend documentaries. There's a good one to see, and then you'll understand exactly what we're talking about here. What was the most surprising thing that you found out about Andrew and all the time that you followed him around?
You know, well, look, I think the thing that was, I don't know if it was most surprising, but certainly I think the most admirable thing was what a good friend this guy was. He had people's back, and I find this quality to be all too rare today. You know, if you were somebody who wrote for him and you took a risk with what you wrote, he had your back. And, you know, nowadays that's a pretty rare commodity, you know. He just was, this was a guy who was fearless. I think that's probably the other thing I really discovered about him. You know, he would go right into the heart of the den of people who hated his guts. Most people would avoid that like the plague. Andrew Breitbart knew that was, he wanted to be right in the center of it, you know, and that was something that was always very exciting. Wherever we went, amazing stuff would happen because he just, you know, he brought out the best and the worst in people, and he knew that. And by, you know, at the height of his career, he was using that everywhere he went. So, you know, it was just an amazing experience to be around him as he would go into these different settings. It was the ride of my life.
And you saw the different, as you say, the different settings. So you saw, as you said, you watching him speak, you couldn't believe, or you had never seen anyone really capture the room the way he had. But then you also saw him where he was, I'll call it enemy territory, when he was in enemy territory, and he had to weather that. How did he handle it when he was, you know, crucified, let's say, by mainstreamers?
Right. Well, look, you know, nobody likes to be hated. Andrew didn't like to be hated, but he knew that he took his example from Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. You know, these were people who were subjected to the machine of hate as well. And they fought back. And by fighting back, they became stronger. Now, you know, Andrew took his cue from that. And I think that he began to relish in it how much, you know, he was able to take their tactic of vilification and turn it on its head and make himself stronger in the process. So it was really fascinating to watch. And look, the tactic of hatred, it's exactly that. It's a tactic. You know, you have these progressive institutions that have weaponized their newsrooms, and they use them to assassinate the character of any individual or groups that dare have a thought or a perspective that deviates from the progressive line of thought. And, you know, Andrew Breitbart basically declared war on it. You know, the speech in Nashville that really attracted us to doing the documentary. It was about 5 months after they had released the Acorn tapes, and Andrew Breitbart was being vilified, and so was James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles, the two other people who produced the Acorn tapes. And they were being vilified as racist. And the way you get from A to B on that one is that Acorn helps black people. If you're attacking Acorn, you're attacking black people. And why would you do that if not for being a racist? And the Tea Party was facing a very similar charge by the exact same machine of hatred. The Tea Party was against the policies of this president. This president is a black man, i.e., you're against a black man, and why would you be that if not because you're racist? And so they were facing the same charge by the same people. And Andrew Breitbart stood up at this convention, and he said, you know what, this is not just media bias. This is contempt for the American people. And you want a war? I'm going to give you a war. It's on. And that crowd, the movement, was so hungry for that message. No longer just the civil, you know, the civil answer to the uncivil charge of racism used to be, well, no, I'm not. And Andrew Breitbart realized you can't answer it that way. You're playing on their terms once you've answered it that way. The answer is war. And, you know, in that moment, the way I say it is the movement found their general in Andrew Breitbart, and Andrew Breitbart found his army in the movement in that moment. We were there documenting the Tea Party, and I looked around at my producers, and I could see in their eyes, they had the same thought I did. This guy is our story. He's the personification of the fight. And that's what we documented. We documented the man, and we documented the fight.
Well said. Hating Breitbart, director Andrew Marcus, good luck with the film, and go see it, folks. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Center, hands to Turner. Michael on the cutback, touchdown Atlanta. How about that? Or you could just shove it right up their nose. Ha! Michael Turner, his fourth touchdown run of the year, and he and Ryan collide on that score.
Heat up the middle. Newton going in zone for Steve Smith. Catch, touchdown. He pushed off right in front of the official, but the catch is a touchdown. Steve Smith's first touchdown catch of the year.
Reason sprints wide right now. Manny back in the shotgun. Design rolls to right. They throw the back to the end zone. Reason's got a touchdown.
Brown still blitz. Don't bring. Michael throws. Complete Torrey Smith. Spin move at the 15. He's in the 10. 5. Touchdown. Torrey Smith. And the Ravens have regained the lead.
Wilson out of the shotgun. Three receivers near side. Tate and Rice. Quick square pass. Tate right side. Breaks it back. And listen, 10. The 5. Touchdown. The ball is still rolling in the end zone, but the Seahawks score. Holy smoke. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Golden Tate.
Johnson grabs right and settles. They run it right with Redmond.
He dances to the goal line.
almost in the books. It was like that for some teams in the books in the NFL. I thought we'd lighten the load, and since we do that nail the score thing once a week when it comes to football, Dave in Vermont, remember he was our big winner out of the gate. I thought we would each week re-rack what happened. The Sunday night game, Atlanta, the Falcons nipped the Cowboys 19-13. They're still unbeaten, 8-0. Boy, their field kicker, their kicker missed two field goals, and that could have been the difference maker. But in the end, the Falcons came through in a big way. The Giants in Pittsburgh were kind of going back and forth, but Big Blue went all the way down as Pittsburgh knocked them. You heard Tampa Bay and Oakland in that one. Seattle took a charge against Minnesota 30-20. Denver had its way with Cincinnati 31-23. No surprise Baltimore beat Cleveland. The final at the end of 60 for that was 25-15. Green Bay throttled Arizona 31-17. Oof, 31. See, you never know what these scores are going to be. Like I'm always saying that, right? Houston, no trouble with Buffalo, 21-9. Indiana took care of business over Miami, 23-20. Detroit, 31. Jacksonville, 14. Chicago demolished Tennessee. It was unwatchable, 51-20. Carolina and Washington, we've mentioned that before, because the Redskins, every time their last home game before an election, every time they win... the Democrat would win. For example, Obama, who's the incumbent, he would win. But when they lose, the challenger wins. That would mean Mitt Romney, if that little superstition is true. So an interesting week, and Philly and New Orleans are left on the schedule for Monday night action. Now, did anybody nail the score this time around? Well, I mentioned The crazy Falcons, now undefeated, still undefeated, 8-0, 19-13, that score. Nobody had 19-13. What a shocker. I mean, we were all saying crazy things. Like I said, the Falcons 27-14. Bill in Missouri said 42-20. Rick in Illinois said Atlanta 35-14. So pretty much all of us were calling for a big disparity between the score, between the winner and the loser in that one, and it didn't turn out to be that way. It turned out to be kind of the opposite. The Falcons could have opened up even wider if they had made those couple of kicks, or frankly, had gotten into the end zone those two times even. So the key thing here is they're 8-0. They're 8-0 at this point. Wow, crazy week. Matt, how about your Vikings, Seattle? I didn't really put much stock in Seattle at the beginning of the year, but they had some big wins.
They are a tough squad to beat at home, that's for sure. I mean, if you look at their, I can't remember what their record is. It's like they're like 3-1 at home, and then I don't know if they've won a game outside of, they must have because they got like 5 wins now, but they're just almost unstoppable at home. That crowd gets into it. They have a really good defense, and Russell Wilson just seems to come up with plays.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe there's something to the home field advantage that happens for them. They really work on it, and it happened. You said Wilson. There's no doubt about it. He threw, what, 3 first-half touchdown passes? I was watching part of that. So that's what happened. They got out to a hot start.
Yeah, and our quarterback didn't look so well. I don't know what happened to Christian Ponder, but the last probably 3 or 4 games, it's like he's a rookie again, and I don't know what's happening. They got to fix it because Adrian Peterson had a great day. He had almost 200 yards rushing, and still we did not win.
Yeah, that's too bad for him to eat up all those yards the way he did. So Seattle 5-4. Like I said, I have to tell you, I would not have predicted that. If I were looking at the beginning of the season, looking at the preseason polls, looking at the mags, reading up on the teams, I never, ever would have put Seattle in the position that they've been in, and a lot of that is they've won the home games, and that's what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter. However you win them, you win them, and they're winning them. Marshawn Lynch had 124 yards on the ground. He had a touchdown in the third quarter, and you know, at that point in the game, they had a 10-point lead. So it's so strange to analyze what's happened in the NFL. There are some trends, but very, very few trends. Like Chicago, their defense has been really, really good. So they're 7-1. They beat up on the Titans. Looking at the schedule, you know what? I would think that they would beat up on the Titans, but there was very few predictable things looking at this week in the NFL. In the all-important ninth week, this is do or die for so many teams because they can't possibly get through the pile and sort it out with the amount of time that's left. So there's lots of drama when it comes to this deep into the season. And before you know it, we'll be riding off into the playoffs because it's that time of year where we're almost, it's what I call it, the eating season. We're through the Halloween candy. We're on to Thanksgiving and then Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate. And what are those celebrations about? They're about food, but it also signifies to me, oh my, football is running out. Oh, how sad. It's running out so, so fast that you better sit back and enjoy it now because it's going to be gone before you know it. And just as a reminder, yes, we have the election coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be talking heavily about it. But we still are not going to forget our Nail the Score. We'll have a mini Nail the Score, two segments, and it'll be in our third hour Wednesday/Thursday morning. It always feels like Wednesday to most of us who are on the so-called third shift, and that's when we'll do it. We'll do a mini version because I hate to not do it and skip a week since there's probably some of you who say the election is a foregone conclusion and you're not that obsessed with it because you knew who was going to win. I'm sure there's some of you who are so positive you know who's going to win this thing. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.